Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas reintroduced H.R. 40. The legislation calls for a commission to study and develop reparations proposals for African Americans. It's a bill that was originally introduced by the late Congressmember John Conyers over 3 decades ago.
This commission will probe into the facts of the long-standing impact of disparities that slavery brought about in this country. We still experience them today. When this committee last met to discuss this legislation, we required 3 overflow rooms to contain the scholarship and the passion displayed in support of this bill. Interestingly enough, a recent peer-reviewed study from Harvard Medical School suggests that reparations for African Americans could have cut COVID-19 transmission and infection rates both among Blacks and the population at large.
The Harvard University study, using Louisiana data, estimates coronavirus transmission could have been reduced by 30 to 60% had reparations proposals to close the racial wealth gap been implemented. In an effort to underscore the horrific legacy of American racism, Representative Lee presented images of maimed Black slaves and public lynching. House Republicans and other critics of the bill argued that reparations would sanction the government to redistribute wealth and undermine the nation's spirit of meritocracy.
Black America is asking for a hand up, not a hand out.
That's Herschel Walker, former NFL football player and Olympic bobsledder. He responded to the graphic images that Representative Lee presented to the subcommittee.
How could we pay for your great-great-grandfather being burned to death? Or how could you pay for your great-great-uncle being hung? And I understand that those pictures are horrible, but right now, I think the facts finding is going to be very difficult when history is not even taught in school on what we're trying to facts find.
Supporters of the bill included civil rights advocates and race scholars who repeatedly acknowledged the international consensus on reparations during the hearing. Cam Howard is co-chair of the National Coalition of Blacks for Reparations in America.
The highest standard of reparations is needed to adequately address over 400 years of atrocities and compounded and concretized injuries that this community endures. No quick fix, no singular action, or tweak here or there in existing policy would do. America must engage in full reparations. Full reparations is the international standard for reparations, and ACOBRA declares there's no rational reason why the highest standard of redress should not be applied to a people harmed by its own government in so many ways and for so many years.
The United Nations Charter recognizes reparations is a necessary tool to meet the international legal mandate in eliminating racial discrimination rooted in slavery and colonialism. California passed a similar reparations law last year. AB 3121 established a task force to study the government's complicity in slavery. Secretary of State Shirley Weber introduced the legislation in the State Assembly last year and spoke at the House hearing. The task force's first appointment was made earlier this month. The 9-member state reparations task force will hold its first hearing by June 1st with the goal of making recommendations for reparations. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden has expressed support for studying the feasibility of reparations nationwide. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.